Now, if you read the Bible, I take in the book of, is it not John chapter 10? When the scripture spoke about the men that they gave 1 to 10 pounds. Huh? And they gave them 1 pound and said, occupy till I come. The word occupy, if you click, if you have an electronic Bible, you click it. What he said is, do business until I come. Now, if you compare it with the parable of 10 talents, they are different. Just one thing is different from it. Huh? In talents, some were given 1, some were given 2, some were given 3, 4, 5. Watch, are you getting the point? But in the parable of the pound, there are 10, and each person was given 1 pound each. Are you getting what I'm saying? Follow me now. In the talent, you were given 1 and he was given 2. Let's assume you did business and got another 1. Is it not 100% increase? The measurement of progress in the spirit is faithfulness. Not necessarily in quantity, but faithfulness first. Are you getting the point? Watch. Watch how faithfulness is measured. I gave you 1 and you produce 1. That is 100% increase in faithfulness. Are you getting the point? I gave him 2 and he got another 2, which is equal to 4. And you have 2 because you got another 1. Now, if you measure it on quantity only, you will say that this person is more faithful. Not necessarily. Because you have 100%. He also has what? 100%. Even though quantity-wise, he is higher. Are you getting it? But this is in the context of the parable of the talent. But when you come in the context of the parable of the pound, there are 10, and each one of them was given 1 each. Are you seeing the difference now? They gave this one 1, he produced only 1. They gave this one 1, he produced 2. They gave this one 1, he produced 3. Are you seeing it now? So it means that this one is based on labor. Based on several things that is subjective. You see, the difference is that the measure of faithfulness is subjective now. It is based on the way we applied ourselves, applied our heart. Because we are given exactly the same thing to trade with. Is it not true? And one of them got 10 from 1. Another person got 5 from 1. Are you now seeing it now? When the master came and he was rewarding the people of the talent, he gave all of them the same thing. Are you with me now? I'm trying to teach you the basis of kingdom authority. Ministerial kingdom authority. Watch now. But when he came to that of the pound, he came to the person that had 2 and said that you will have authority over 2 cities. I gave you 1, you produced 2. Are you seeing it now? So authority was granted to them based on their capacity to multiply what they had. Remember that each and every one of them was given the same quantity of capital. The same capital. Are you getting it? The same capital. And somebody produced 10 cities from 1 pound. You produce 2 cities from 1 pound. The same 1 pound was given to all of you. Are you seeing it? So on the basis of that, the scripture said, because you got 10 pounds, have authority over what? 10 cities. Remember that the reward in this context is authority. Stop telling me authority. So this man from 1 pound expanded into authority over 10 cities. The person that got 5 pounds had authority over what? 5 cities. And if you check, you will find out that God, the master, is just in his administration of reward. Because we started with the same quantity, the same cost, the same capital. But this person applied himself so much that from the same capital he got 10. From the same capital another person got 5. So the master said, well, since you are able to bring 10, it means that from your output, we have seen that you have retained the capacity to wield authority over 10 cities. Are you seeing it now? That is the basis of kingdom authority. There is another basis, faithfulness. Are you seeing it? There is another basis of ministerial kingdom authority, and that is location. See, anybody that is out of location in the context of your calling, destiny, and ministry, there are several things God can do if you are not in your correct location. The Bible has already prophesied that a child will be born in Bethlehem. Huh? Imagine if Jesus was born somewhere else. Are you seeing how serious it is? In fact, the scripture went as far as saying, from out of Egypt will I call my son. So, when you think Herod is trying to kill the children, the word of God is also being fulfilled. Because God has already said, I'm calling my child out of Egypt. So, Jesus as a baby went to Egypt. And from there, God brought him out. Are you seeing it? You are just leaving the scrolls from heaven. And when they said between the age of 30 and 35, you are supposed to be at Newi, and you are in Canada. Are you seeing it? There is no labor you labor that can produce the authority to dispense your destiny. You run ministry on authority. You can't do much. What can you do by yourself? It is God that delegates something to you that compels people, compels things, compels Satan, compels the articles of ministry to respond to you. There are several ingredients that you need for you to execute your purpose, for you to execute your mandate. That thing responds to the authority that you have. If it is not activated, they will look at you and they will not recognize you. Do you know why? There is a version of you that can compel men, compel things, compel even finance to respond to you. There is a measure. Let's assume, if you are with me so far, say amen. Yeah. Let's assume you are called to be a businessman. There are people that have that anointing. There is a version of you having the right authority to handle billions. Are you seeing it now? That version has not come yet. And because of it, even people that should be partners and relationships with you in that kind of business, when they see you, they will not identify you. I'm telling you what I know. Whether it is in business, whether it's in ministry. That's why you should labor. There are several people that God told to follow you in ministry, but when they look at you, you are not looking like the person God told them to follow. Are you seeing it now? There is a version that God told them to follow. You have not become that version. It happened to me. So I'm not telling you a story of somebody. It happened to me. There are people I looked at many years ago. I knew that this person is supposed to follow me. Are you seeing it? But the person looked at me and felt that, how can I? This person doesn't have it. It's not their fault. Stop blaming people. You have not entered into the authority to compel those people to respond to your calling. Are you getting what I'm saying? Once they see it, they come. Jesus himself said it. If I be lifted up, if he doesn't come to that realm of authority, he cannot compel all men to himself. There are measures in the anakazo. Anakazo has measures. It was the Bible that said that Gentiles come to your light. Is it not true? But kings come to the brightness of your rising. So it is not enough for you to have light. If kings will come, then you have to shine bright. It takes a lot of burning to shine. It takes a lot of burning. Burning. You can play safe. Are you getting what I'm saying? You can play safe Christianity and safe ministry. You know, there is a way you pastor, you are playing safe. You are playing safe game, the game of safe game. But you want to compare. No, if you want to burn, you can't play safe. You have to put everything on the Bunsen burner and keep cooking it, Dr. Samuel. If you are with me so far, say amen. Amen. I tried everything possible to see if I can do this ministry everywhere. Everything is against me coming to this town, as I said. One of it is that, actually, I hope you know, where are you from? You are from where? You are from Lagos. Are you a native of Lagos? You are a native of where? Oka here. Okay, when I mean where are you from, I mean your village. Are you seeing it? Uh-huh. There are some people when it doesn't matter how you say I'm from Lagos, your name is still in the village register. If it's not there, wait. I don't want to go to that dimension. I will show you secrets. I will show you secrets. Now, we were praying some prayers some days ago. We travel deep. And then we entered a tree, the oldest tree in my village. Huh? And we found my name still inside there with all this my prayer. Look at you. We found my name there and I was number 14. I will teach you. We will do deliverance in these 50 days. One of the grace that God gave me is the grace to deal with foundations. The Bible said, if the foundation be destroyed, what shall who? Not even the innocent man, because righteous, the realm of righteousness is higher than the realm of innocence. So what shall the righteous do? Everything is riding upon the foundations that is the basis of your growth in destiny, of the administration of your destiny. If your foundation is not good, many times the things that is you are suffering is foundation. Because if you check your life, you cannot remember the things that you did so wrong that is making you to suffer the way you are suffering. Somebody came and said, say, what I don't know will not happen to me. If I'm a man, what is happening to you is actually what you don't know. You need to know something. Stop saying, if I don't know something, what nothing. This life, it runs on knowledge. You can, and there are several layers of knowledge. When I say knowledge, it's not just into your head. There is a knowledge that educates your spirit man. There is knowledge of the things of the spirit. And there is knowledge of spiritual things. There is knowledge of light. There is knowledge of darkness, of things in light, things in darkness. That is why we have the Holy Spirit. The Bible said the Holy Spirit searcheth all things. Yea, even the deep things of God. If you are with me so far, say amen. I told God I will not come to this name. Don't you know I'm from this town? Somebody called me. I've told this story before and told me that there are directions of SG Elton in this town. Do you know who is Sydney Elton? The people we are talking, you know, one of the ways that Sydney Elton brought revival to Nigeria is that he went abroad and brought several Christian literature and materials and distributed it. There is a man in this town that is one of the distributors, major distributors in this town from that time. I don't know whether he's still alive. I don't want to call his name. I told God, please leave me in Lagos. Leave me. Anywhere I am, I love you. Lord, I love you with all my heart. Lord, you can do anything you want from anywhere. Is anything impossible to you? Lord, is there anything impossible to you? What you can do at Nnewi, you can do in Lagos. Those days, I used to chat my father in the Lord on Facebook. I asked him, I said, what are the things I need to do to succeed in ministry in Lagos? He listed some things to me. Mumumi. I was even writing it down. I was preparing myself. They were laughing at me in heaven. If God loves you, He will make you to fail in your journey of your own devising. Listen to me. If you succeed in the wrong thing, it is a proof that you don't have much mercy. Sometimes the proof of mercy is that you failed and failed and failed, and then your eyes will see the right thing. Not just the right thing, see the right way. It is not just that you are doing the right thing for God, it has to be done the right way, because there are several things that is riding upon that accuracy. I pray that even as we start this journey, that one of the things that God will establish in your subconscious is the matter of accuracy. The wisdom and direction that it takes for you to ride the high places of your ordination and destiny. These things doesn't come as a result of research. Research is good, but I've followed God enough to know that if you research God long enough, if he wants to help you, he unveils himself. There are several things we do by our effort, and heaven we reckon with it. But when they reckon with it, they unveil things to us. That unveiling becomes the basis, the crux, the foundation of the voice that guides our navigation on the path of destiny. If a man doesn't latch upon that, you will labor, but the Bible said that the labor of a fool, what? Wearies him. Why? Because he knoweth not how. There is a how. When you know what, there is what? A how. I sought for how for 5 years before I started. For how? For more than 5 years, I was searching for how. How? How? I was already brutally anointed. I searched for how everywhere. Because I have to tell myself the truth. I have the privilege of being born around the surrounding of ministry. And I saw limitations. I cried the cry of David. I said, how is it that the anointed died as if they are not anointed? Something is wrong. So it means anointing is not enough. If you are a minister from the eastern extraction, you need to even hear me more. Anointing is not enough. Leave it. I know sometimes, take it from me, I'm not saying I'm anointed, but I have small oil. It helps me to understand what is anointing. When I understood it, I left it, and I'm praying like this. Some people don't know why we are praying like this. We have encountered gates in the spirit that is superior to any kind of anointing. There are only certain things that they respond to, and those gates doesn't open all the time. When the season comes, only men that arrive at that gate, it will open. Let me leave you people, I don't want to go there, but the people that have here, let them hear. There are things you see, you will know that this thing is not normal, it's not common. Listen to me. If you miss it in location, forget it. Every other thing you are doing is waste. You must get your location correct. And I need to tell you that there are several locations that capture several things about your destiny in different seasons. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Listen. Even though the Bible said that Jesus will be born in Bethlehem, but they also spoke about Nazareth. Are you getting the point? And the Pharisees and the custodians of the law and the history of Israel, they know some, but they don't know some. So when they called him Jesus of Nazareth, they said, no, the Messiah should be from here. Why is this they saying from here? They don't know the complete story. They don't know the complexity of the things that God cooked around your life. I can tell you free of charge. The things I'm telling you now, I'm telling you the mystery in a code. I'm telling you literal things that if you hear them, it is a decoding of the mysteries and of your life and destiny. Simple things, but it reveals very heavy matters of your destiny. There are several places that holds what you need. Not for all times. Are you hearing what I'm saying? They hold it not for all times. Some of the time is before you marry. They hold it. Some of the time is between your 20 and 30 years, between 30 and 40 years. Are you getting what I'm saying? You miss it, then you appear 50 years and say, Lord, here I am, use me. They will say, we'll use you. We'll use you. Where are we going to use you now? Because based on the first demand from heaven, you have missed what it takes. Several people are careless. They just think that God does anything anyhow. God has already set out what God is not live. Listen, you are the one living today and tomorrow as if it's a new thing. For God, today has happened, tomorrow has happened. Are you getting what I'm saying? So if God tells you to do something, he's telling you from a completed dimension. Are you seeing it? So his instruction is based on complete calculation of all it takes for him to achieve his purpose. And if you will achieve your purpose correctly, it has to be an accurate extract from the purpose of God. The accuracy of your own is based on the alignment on God's own. Are you getting the point? Once you shift several unmovable pillars of the fulfillment of God's purpose, that you is a house of a part of it, God will leave you and look for another one. Because there are unmovable pillars of God's purposes. Are you getting what I'm saying? It is grace that elected you to be a part of the purpose of God. Are you getting the point? So if you miss out on what it takes for you to be a part of that achievement, that accomplishment of the purpose of God, there are unmovable pillars. It is purpose that determines our election, and it is the measure of grace that God meted out to us that is a determinant factor in where we will be placed in his purpose. So God elects us by grace. Are you seeing it? Then you missed, you removed yourself from alignment in the purpose of God. It means that the grace that powers that purpose will be vacant. Are you getting the point? So what God will do, you say, what are we going to? Let's look for anything at all and give you. Maybe you have prayed for long and fasted for long, but you are out of alignment. They say, let's just give you something at all so that you will not waste. Look at this, our sister from US now. It's possible if I went to Lagos, she will not hear me. It's possible. But I'm in my village. There are several things that I understood now that I didn't understand that time. There are kinds of calling that you don't cook it in the city. No. I'm not against people in the city. But there are kinds of callings. You don't cook it in the city. You cook it in the backside of the desert. That's where it's cooked. You can manifest in the city, but you can't cook it in the city. What I'm telling you is a consistent feature. Not just in the scripture, even now. Go and check all our fathers. They might be in Lagos, but they were not made in Lagos. Yes. Somebody is made in the woods of Kaduna and is now at Otter. What you are seeing is at Otter. No, you need to see what made the hymn you are celebrating at Otter was in Kaduna. That is where, that is the environment that can cook that kind of destiny. But Kaduna might not be the place that it will be showcased. Are you getting what I'm saying? And not just him, all of them. Pastor Chris was not made in South Africa. He was not made in Ghana. He was not made in Lagos. I heard this. I think he said, Ekpo Mabi, somewhere in Edo State. Huh? Where? Where is the place? He said, Oma now. The man used to run into the bush. There is a story I read last year about him. He will run inside and be groaning. And hunters wanted to shoot him. Please, if you want to follow a man, follow him complete. Don't follow half. You will not see. You'll be wondering why. You'll be wondering why you dress like a man and not have his power. The power of Ben-Hin is not in his suit. I like his suit so much. That Ben-Hin suit, it looks priestly. It looks royal. It looks angelic. Oh my God. And when he stands like this. Huh? Wear it tomorrow. Wear it. Wear it. Let me give you the mic. Come and tell us, Holy Spirit, touch them. Even you, they no go touch you. Is it not if God touches you, then through you he will touch somebody? You have not received any touch yet. God told me to come to this nail, maybe because of you. We came here. All we are doing is to pray, fast, do Bible study, pray, fast, do Bible study. Pray fast. Do Bible study. Not number one. No. Not number one. Brutal. The kind of prayer you pray and you'll be looking for yourself, you can't find yourself. Have you been lost before? And that's why you are here. God wants you to be lost. My brother, he's wondering what is this man saying. He wants me. I can't be lost in Jesus' name. I can't be lost. Oh God, you need to be lost. You need to be lost in God. You are everywhere. They are seeing you. They are seeing you. You need to disappear. Prayer, prayer. Fasting. Before we started Revival Hub, my normal routine those days is to do 12 hours night vigil. I'm not telling you a story, I'm telling you what some people know now. There are several people that have known me years ago. They are not surprised. In fact, what would have surprised them is if nothing happened. There is a pastor that is my friend. We pray together. When we pray together for 1 week, he came and told me, stop looking for job. You are disturbing yourself. That my intensity is too much. That even if I enter any place to work, that they might even sack me. The intensity is too much. You know when I start my night vigil? Have you done all night before? Do you know what is all night? All night is not 11 to 4. That's not all night. You need to put in at least 9 hours for you to call it all night. Started by 1 in the night, ended by 4. Said that I did all night. I prayed all night yesterday, Apostle. Yes, the same thing happened. Okay, you are proud though. You are rating your investment more than what is troubling your life. You are rating your investment more than what it takes for you to break out in your destiny. These 50 days, God, we need to humble ourselves. I don't know why people are doing nothing and they are expecting God to come. I look around and I see people that are already satisfied. They are moving. Just because you are local champion, you think you have arrived. Check your scrolls. You will see that the calling that is upon your life, you have not scratched it yet. And you are rejoicing. They that compare themselves with one another is not wise. Compare yourself with your scrolls. When you come back from there, I will not beg you to pray. No matter what you see in your life, when you come back from there, you will cry, more!
If there is more, Lord, I am available to you. If there is more, Lord, I am available to you.
In these 50 days, God will elect men inside. Let me tell you, one of the things that happens in this kind of surrounding is that heaven has marked out, heaven knows this place as a training center. Exactly as it is in the book of Acts chapter 13. So if there are people and mandates that God needs people to do, there is no need going far. They will go to a place and be searching. You see, if you are looking for something, you want to buy phone, is it not better for you to go where there are several people selling phone? Is it not true? There is a higher possibility of finding what you want there. Not as if you can't find it any other place, but there is a higher possibility of even making choices. Are you getting what I'm saying? So, in these 50 days, God is looking for men that he will place in certain positions. So when you groan, yield yourself to what it takes. You are also preparing yourself and registering. You are putting application for higher assignments in the spirit. Every day you come, your heart posture, your pressing, your labors in the spirit is a language that God can reckon with. There is an accounting system in heaven that have the ability to reckon with your investment. A day will come, they will look at it and say that based on how we have seen you apply yourself to the demands, the labors of this season, we have counted you as someone that is worthy, having what it takes to be placed in certain assignments. That means angels are moving around in these 50 days with ink horns, putting marks on men that will become vessels that God will use after now. You will not know that mark has been placed on your life. That is how things happen. And men will be here. It will seem as if they are nameless and faceless. You will not know them. You will not know that they are hidden weapons that God have for the seasons to come. That is the understanding that you need to have. Stop looking at people's faces. See yourself. Always know that there are things in God that has not happened yet. And men are God's method. This kind of enclave, this kind of center is a place where things are easily cooked for God. So God is searching for the right kind of people to become the conduit of his purposes. So he is searching. As the days is coming, sometimes he will make higher demands on your life than he's making on others. He is trying to see if this season will afford him the opportunity to bring you to the place that he wants you to be. There is an assignment. There are several things in heaven. I'll be ready when you come calling, Jesus. I'll be ready. When you come calling, I'll be ready. When you are calling, I'll be ready. Lift up your hands. Pray. If you pray, God will answer you. And your answer might not be pleasant. It might not come the way you want it to come. It might mean that pressure will come from your secret place or in your secret place. Nonetheless, it's a call from eternity. God is in search of men. We are in a transition season. There are several seats that is vacant in the spirit. God is looking for willing men, people that are willing to go all the way with him. Jesus, here I am. Once again, we yield ourselves to the things that it takes to chisel us, make us to the men that you desire. This is a query site. It is a query site of the spirit. Men are chiseled. The scripture made us understand that the temple that Solomon built for God was built with stones made ready. The reason why they are ready for the day of appearing is because that they stayed at the quarry site where they are chiseled into shape. The things that they need to walk in the high places of their destiny was factored and molded and brought into their mainframe. Are we wait to if there is more, Lord, I am available to you. If there is more, somebody pray.
We are in a transition season. Mandates are flying. Mantles are flying. Assignments are flying. It doesn't come to everybody. It doesn't come just because he desired it. It doesn't come just because you prayed for it. It comes because you are ready for it. In these 50 days, we afford you another opportunity, O great one of Zion, to make us into the man that can be used. Make us usable. Take us into depths, depths in you, depths in light, depths in life.
Lord, I am available to you.
This year you need to cry. I've been away for too long. I'm back now. Is there something for me in your household, God? Is there something for me? I cry. This year, use me on a higher level.
Lord, I am available to you. If there is more,
surely there is more. But it's only for willing men. Willing men. Men that are ready to go far enough with God. Men that are ready to go deep enough with God.
Lord, I am available to you. If there is more, Lord, I am available to you. If there is more, Lord, I am available to you. If there is more,
sister, cry. If you are following us online, this is time for cry. For 1 minute, as Lord, I'm available. One of the proofs of your availability is your willingness to yield to the dealings of the Spirit. The willingness to be brought into the very sight of God, to align with the demands of the secret place that is where men are made. Oh Jesus, we cry. We cry. We cry. We cry. We cry. Let your voice be heard in the heavens. Don't allow your voice to be overshadowed. Make sure your voice is heard in the heavens. Make sure your heart is in alignment.
Lord, I am available to you.
Oh, young pastor, pray. God wants to use you in this season. There are vacancies around you, but he's inviting you to the quarry site. Don't leave now. Come to the quarry site. There are blessings here. Already, I see angels carrying tools in the spirit, and it seems as if they are adjusting things in the heart of people. There is heart alignment. There are things God is adjusting in your life, in your heart. He wants to make your heart the kind of heart that can be able to carry the burdens of God, the kind of heart that will be able to accept the dealings of God, the kind of heart that will be able to accept the trainings of God. There is an adjustment, like the readings of the Spirit. Angels are here with tools. Beg them to work on you now. Sister, pray. Sister, pray. There is no time. A little while from now, will be your season of manifestation. You need to do something now before it's late.
Lord, I am available to you. If there is more, Lord, I am available to you. If there is more,
cry, 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 cry.
Lord, I am available.
Oh my God. Apetoras ampera kap. Greta papina kaponta na paniate. Jabrate pokapa. Apetia pama teporia talia. Zaperia kapatama metalia. Japata papana kapendu. Shade na tu. Sapama kapena. Ampede koparia tapana telaka. Shadela. Mampora capatelia satevala, a pecapelia palata, chapeda capambela can, chatela paia.
Lord, I am available to you. If there is more. There is more, Lord, I am available to you. Lord, I am available to you.
Let's pray here. Let's pray here. There is something God is doing.
If there is more, Lord, I am available to you. If there is more, Lord, I am available to you. If there is more, Lord, I am available to you. Lord, I am available to you. If there is.
One more minute, pray.
There is more, Lord, I am.
Yes, there is more. Lord, I am available to you. Lord, I am available to you. Lord, I am available to you. Oh, if there is more, Lord, I am available to you. Yes, there is more, Lord, I am available to you. Yes, there is more, Lord, I am available. If there is more, Lord, I am available to you.
Jesus. Acts chapter 2, verse 1. Acts chapter 2, verse 1. As we round off for today. If you are here and you are sick, you are healed in the name of Jesus. Amen. If you notice that God has healed you, come here. I want to take your testimony. Watch. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, listen. The operation of God from eternity is completion. Now, or rather, the perspective of God from eternity is completion, fullness. And you will see it in the scripture in several instances, that if God wants to address you or address matters that concerns you, he puts in context the exact thing that is mirrored in eternity. What is most important in the things that God is doing is not what you are seeing, but what God is seeing. And several times, for you to be able to accomplish the things that God is doing, that is flowing through your life, you have to see the way he sees. Several prophets that had an encounter in the Old Testament, anytime that God calls them, they will ask them, "What seest thou?" God cannot do more than you see. The reason is because the reality that backs up the manifestation in this realm is held up in another realm. Huh? And in that realm, it is a realm of completion. It means that the things that we seek to manifest here, in God's context, is already a fulfilled matter. What he's just looking for is avenue. He's looking for matrix. He's looking for an opening through which he can come in into your life, through your life, coming into this realm. It means that this earth realm is a manifestation realm. This earth realm is an executionary realm. This realm is when they plant something there, they come here and fulfill it. Are you getting what I'm saying now? It means that God doesn't come here and say, "Hey, I forgot something." No. God doesn't forget it. God doesn't come here and then start planning. No. Planning, ordination is something that is a product of his foreknowledge. That means he has already planned things. In that realm, there is completion. In that realm, he has fulfilled all he wants to do. In that realm, God looks at you and says, "You are holy." In that realm, God looks at you and says, I said, "Go in this thy might." The man turned and said, "Which might?" Because as far as he's concerned, his experience is a contradiction to God's utterance. And that is the testimony of several people that is here. That is the testimony of an average person that you see upon the face of the earth. Their life, their experience is a contradiction to the utterance of God. Are you getting the point? That is what this scripture is saying. If you travel, if you go to the next verse, the scripture said, "And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting." Next verse, quickly. "And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and he sat upon each of them.
The implication of this scripture is that the man that is giving us an analogy is bringing a heavenly perspective. He has to travel to the heavens so that his perspective will be correct. And when he went there, he was able to find out that the fire we see upon the earth is a byproduct of a wind. There is a sound that came from heaven like a wind. By the time it came to the upper room, it has transformed itself to light, to fire rather. So for you to understand exactly the purpose of the fire, for you to understand the making of the fire, for you to understand the utterance of the fire, you have to leave the fire and go to, you need to go to heaven. The experience of the upper room cannot be properly understood until you go to the throne room. That is where things are explained. And if you go there, what happened on the day of Pentecost is not a surprise to God. Are you getting what I'm saying? That's all I'm trying to explain to you. Are you seeing it? The discussion about your destiny, the discussion about the next phase of your life, several times is already a concluded matter. The challenge of heaven is, how do we bring you into the fullness of what we have already concluded about your life? Are you getting the point? Huh? Show me verse 1. And when the day of Pentecost was what? Fully come. It means that there is an approximation in the context of time. But in the context of eternity, it is an exact matter. There is an exactness. That is why the knowledge that is spiritual, the knowledge that have the capacity to capture spiritual things is called epignosis. And the Greek word epignosis is completion. It is the fullness of the acknowledgement of the exact thing that the Spirit of God wants to communicate. Are you getting the point? And for you to be able to enter the exactness, the completeness of a matter, you have to leave the atrium and the time and space bound understanding. Time has fallen. And several times, if you read things based on the manifestation in this realm and the depravity, the departures, the weakness, the fracture that time has dealt to your destiny. 5 years has passed since God told you he will come. He has not come. That means your destiny has suffered impact from time. Is it not true? God said, 400 years, I'm going to come and rescue my people from the hand of bondage, the Egyptians that held them. That was the prophecy that he gave to the patriarchs, the father of the men that went to the land of Egypt. 430 years later, nothing has happened. It means that time has fallen. Including time has fallen. Are you getting the point? So that even the 400 years that God said it will take for the children of Israel to be free has passed. And 30 more years was added, and solution was not in sight. Why? We can't depend on time. Brothers and sisters, I call you in these 40 days, 50 days, for us to climb out of time, enter eternity, and cause the exactness and the completed matters of eternity to be funneled into time. He said, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, because as we journey, there is an approximation into the fullness that eternity captured. I'm trying to say that the things that God wants to do is already full in his heart. Heaven is ready. Are you ready? Every day we come is a journey. It's a journey to lighthouses into life. It's a journey into places. As we journey there, we are being filled. We are being armed. We are being equipped. We are being made. We are being transformed. All these things that I speak about is already an exact matter in the heart of God. It is already a completed matter in eternity. No. Just because it's already something that God has said to do in heaven, the throne room has already set it in motion, the court of heaven has already decided on the matter, doesn't mean it will come upon the face of the earth. The distance between there and here is very long. It's short, but it's long. Depends on who is involved. Several people doesn't take time to arrive in the place of the fullness. Others, it will take them long. I pray for you. By the time we get halfway, you have already stepped into the manifestation of the things that God has ordained for you. pray with me, Lord, it will not take me more time that is supposed to take me. Make it a prayer. Make it a prayer. In Jesus' name, listen. I believe that the training of Moses is supposed to take 10 years. That's what I believe. I know several people have taught it that the extra 30 years, you have to stay long, you have to, your training have to be long. Several longevities in the trainings of people that God is supposed to use is because they are full of disobedience. It's because of several mistakes that they made. Several things that was out of course. Are you getting the point? 10 years. God cannot lie. It took him 40 years to be ready. And by 40 years, he was already 430 years. But God said, are you getting where I'm going now? God said 400 years. Are you getting where I'm going? That means that Moses should be ready at year 400. Is it not true? By year 400, it would have been 10 years of his training. All things being equal. Huh? But he did some things that extended his days in the wilderness for 30 years. His days in the wilderness was multiplied by 4. Simply because he made a mistake. That's why I'm telling you, you don't need to take... If a man full of obedience will avoid the things that take people along the long path. Listen to me. The scripture said that there is a reason why God took the children of Israel through the path that took them 40 years. The truth is that it takes 40 days. Several of the time that things took very long to happen in your life, it is not God that ordained it that way. It is your lack of understanding. It is lack of yieldedness. You are doing many things that doesn't matter. You have an improper understanding of God and what he's doing. Are you getting the point? I'm not sure you get my point. 430 years later, God said, I want to ask, what God said originally about the deliverance of the children of Israel, is it not superior to the experience of Moses? Now, one thing is certain, and that all of us, we agree with. Moses said, don't you know, when he slaughtered that guy, he said, don't you know that I am the one that should be your deliverer? Are you getting the point? God, even God, did not doubt that statement. That is a correct statement. But he took actions that made that thing to become fort. They took him to the wilderness. There is a training they needed to give him. Now that training, the training it takes for that kind of destiny to manifest, will take 10 years. Are you getting the point? But for Moses, he took fort. Why? That why is what we need to demystify in these 50 days. Lord, I yield to however long it takes you. Whether if the training that is needed for your ministry is 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40, 50, no problem. But I don't want to stay one extra day more than it takes. That is not a good thing. If you stay longer than you should, it is not something to boast about. It is a proof that you missed several things in God's dealing. It means that you are too hard for God to break. God will break you before he will use you. If there is more, I'm available. I'm available. I'm not running anymore. I've stopped running. I've stopped running. Some people are serving God, but they are running. You know, they are running. They know they are calling. And they know the kind of price they should pay. But they are running from that price. They know what it takes. They know they have had encounters. And God summoned them to uncommon places in the spirit. You see it? They know the price it takes to walk on that high places of destiny. Huh?
But somehow they are dodging that price. They are dodging it. Hoping that if they can walk like this, maybe after 10 years you will get there. No. Destinies are at energy levels. It is not a passage of years that makes you to arrive in the place of destiny. There is a power of destiny. The Bible said that Jesus was declared to be the Son of God by the Spirit, by power and Spirit of holiness. That means there are equipment, there are instruments in the Spirit that becomes the material to announce your ordination. If you don't trap them, you can stay and die. Nothing will happen. God is not threatened. God is not threatened that the years is passing and you have not become what you should be. He has alternatives everywhere.
Lord, if there is more.
I come to these 50 days with fasting and prayer as if I have not fasted before. I will pray. I abandon everything I know about prayer. Teach me to pray. I abandon everything I think I know about you, about your word. Teach me yourself afresh. The Bible says we need to come with meekness to the engrafted word. Any day you think you have known, that's the day you stop knowing. Not necessarily because there is no knowledge coming to you, but your knowledge lacks the capacity to make you to move from one point to another. Because the word of God is like a fiat in the spirit. It means that the word of God is self-accomplishing in itself. It has a power within it to accomplish what it says. So, when you want to walk, you move things. When God wants to walk, he speaks. Because his word is a walk. When God speaks his word, he has walked something. Are you getting the point? It means that if the word will work for you, you need to enter into the energy of his walking. The Bible says, him that is at work in us, I can do all things according to the power of God. That is what? At work. You can't do more than the expendable power within you. Until the power of God is liquidated, you will be trapped at certain weaknesses. You'll be suffering certain addictions. You'll be suffering certain problems. But we need to journey into light and energy. These 50 days, I surrender totally. Whatever it takes, I will pay it. I will not be distracted. Pray to God. Say, Lord, deliver me from distraction. Deliver me from indiscipline. Deliver me from lack of focus. Some of you start. After 7 days, you are tired. You start doing other things. There is no consistency in your burden. There is no consistency in your hunger. There is no consistency in your pursuit. There is no diligence in the things of the Spirit. Pray now. Pray now. Oh my God, I have a burden. If you are following us online, this is time to cry. If there is more, Buddhas are praying. If there is more.
Pray for 1 minute. Zakarian Palakata. Shapeteria Kapana. Zapata Parianta Papoka. Ambreta Paria Kapasate. Ante telia pakapala ambrata pala shapate pia kapanatela za in these days I approximate, I yield to all the tutelages of the Spirit. to all the government of the spirit in my life, over my life. In Jesus' mighty name.
So believe God's word came to you with accuracy and power. To connect with the ministry of God's servant, Apostle Ejude Chukwu, with unlimited access to life transforming messages, visit www.revivalhubinternational.org. Follow us on all social media platforms at Revival Hub International. For inquiries and partnership, email us at revivalhubglobal@gmail.com.